Let's go before the Father in prayer. Father, we come to you this morning just so excited about the day that you have made, so excited that you have allowed us to rejoice and be glad in it, so excited that we know that you are the one who holds this day. It's a day we've never seen before, but we know that we can trust you in it. We are just so excited to be able to get together here this morning to worship you, adore you, fellowship with you, and be enriched with the Word of God. We are so excited that we have celebrated our 7th year and so thankful for our founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and so excited about the Diaz de Leon family, Lord. And I just ask right now that you just give them tsunami blessings today and order their footsteps today. Father, we thank and praise you for the word that's going to go forth, and my heart rejoices just knowing, Lord, that it's going to be something that we are going to be able to feast on and be able to share with someone else. So we're excited about our speaker who will bring the word this morning. Bless the speaker indeed, Lord. We just thank you that that the speaker's thoughts are with you, and it's all of you and none of the speaker, in the name of Jesus. And now, Lord, what would we be without our family members here? So I am just excited that each one of us has decided, each one of you has decided to start your day off today this way. Lord, would you just be our guide? Would you order their footsteps? Would you be that lamp unto their feet and a light unto their path? And Father, just shower them with the tsunami blessings that you have in store today. Now we bind Satan in the name of Jesus. That's the only thing that we're not excited about. And so we blockade him off this call and all his cohorts this morning so that this call will go forth with clarity. We give you praise and we call it done. And it is in Jesus' precious name, the name that never, ever loses its power. Amen. Well, my TMC family, just so excited to be able to be your greeter this morning. As I always say, from my heart to yours, I just love me some you. Go out and have a blessed day. Host, are you there?
Good morning, good morning, good morning, Minister Willer. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you.
God bless you, and thank you so much this morning. I'm excited about you too, my sister. Thank you so much for seating and greeting everyone this morning on the TMC call, our telecommunications sanctuary. I'm excited because we have some people that came on this morning. They said top of the morning this morning. Some said I'm fantabulistic. So we are excited about what God is doing this morning. Good morning, TMC family. My name is Brenda Terrell. I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and I, along with Minister Willis, say welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call. We call it our telecommunication sanctuary. Let me share just a little bit about this call to our first-time guests. This call has been in existence since October 2010. Yes, we just celebrated 7 years. We're so thankful for two anointed and appointed women of God who said yes to the Master's Call. They are our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, who we call Miss Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we lovingly call our Mother Eagle. Now, it was based on the Word of God, which is Psalms 88:13. It says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And, of course, we got the testimonies to show and prove that many have been enriched and empowered. So we also have a website. Yes, we do. That website is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. Now, you'll notice that all the messages have been archived there, as well as the bios of our speaker. What I'm excited about, I'm still excited, even though it's the 11th hour of the year, the 11th month. This year's theme is in 2017, by faith, God is manifesting our goals and dreams. Now, many of you might want to be a part of this ministry, and we invite you to do so. You can greet, as such as Minister Willa did so wonderfully, or you can host, which is what I'm doing right now. Then you may even have a word from the Lord. send your information to info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net. Now, the thread that brought us all together is a phenomenal, phenomenal health and wellness company called Artist International. We are now called Artist Life. We're so excited because this company had been formulated and established by the Diaz de Leon family over 28 years ago, and we are helping people around the world with their health as well as their wealth. Now, to get more information on that, you can get with the person that invited you to this call, or better still, get to the new Morning Motivational Call, which is held right after this call at 8:30 a.m. Eastern, 7:30 a.m. Central, and 5:30 a.m. Pacific. That number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-pound. Today is Presidential Day, and you may even have some complications if you're using some of the PCS and T-Mobile mobile phones. Well, we have a bypass number for you. That is 716-293-9707. 716-293-9707. I'm getting out of the way because we have a wonderful man of God who has been so gracious to share the word of God since the inception of this call. He's definitely been a blessing to us as the TMC family, as well as to the artist family, as well as to the masses. I'm speaking of none other than Pastor Everett Thomas. This baptized, born-again believer and ordained minister has been preaching for over 35 years. He was the first assistant minister to the late pastor of Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church and is past senior evangelist of the Calvary Baptist District. He is a senior past minister in eCourse, Michigan. He is a certified biblical counselor. He is the founder of president of Jehovah Jireh Ministries. He has helped the needs of people around his community with coffee houses, concerts, seminars, and the like. He has also assisted the elderly in such various capacities. He officiates Sunday worship service at the Across the Park apartment complex. He has definitely been a blessing to his community in Michigan. Pastor Everett is committed to God and the community, and he has been over 13-year board member of the Downriver YMCA, just to name a few of his tremendous efforts in his community. I'm getting out of the way. This man is a married man for over 20 years, a father and a grandfather, and he is blessed of the Lord. I'm introducing to some, presenting to others, none other than Pastor Everett Thomas of eCourse, Michigan. Are you there, Pastor Thomas?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, man of God. Take it away.
God bless your heart. Thank you for such a warm introduction, Minister Brenda. Today is Election Day, and many people are going to the polls, depending on where you abide and what type of election it might be. And just thought I'll just kind of move in that direction this morning. So to God be the glory. First of all, let me honor the founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. It's an honor to be a part of this call and to share this morning. Looking at 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 10 and 11, it says, "Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall," or another translation says, "stumble. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Look at the Message translation. It says, so friends, confirm God's invitation to you, his choice of you. Don't put it off, but do it now. Do this and you'll have your life on a firm footing, the streets paved and the way wide open to the eternal kingdom of your Master and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We want to talk about the ultimate choice. The ultimate choice. You know, we have choices we have to make today, who we're going to put in office, be it a mayor, be it a council person or what have you. And many times we wait patiently, and sometimes some people bite their nails saying, I wonder if so-and-so is going to make it by the skin of their teeth. I mean, do we really make it to the polls like we should? Many times people knock on doors to make sure they have registered votes. We go to a lot of changes a lot of times to make sure people are ready to make that ultimate choice, that particular person they feel is going to really make a difference in their community. So this is the day for that, and I want to encourage you, if you are qualified, registered, able to make to the polls, do that today. Make your choice. Make your election sure. The one thing about this, looking at it, we have a choice to make. And God, we have to ask God to give us wisdom. We do our homework. We study the people that are running for various offices and see what their track record looks like, what have you. But I just want to remind us that we have a God that has an awesome track record, one who have promised to never leave us nor to forsake us. And it's important to understand that we really didn't choose him. Amen, somebody. Let's go to John, the 15th chapter. Amen. It's a powerful chapter. So much in here. Let's just start in verse 14. It says, ye are my friends if you do whatever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what the Lord, what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. Cleanse your verse 16. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, and whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. Wow, isn't it a good thing to know that we have been chosen? Amen. God, amen, not only chose us, amen, but he calls us friends. Yeah. Jesus here. He says, I don't call you servants anymore. You're my friends. You're my friends. And just kind of marinate on that for a minute. Here is the awesome creator. Yes, Jesus Christ created it. Amen. The world, everything made and exists because of him. Amen. And we were created for him. Amen. Amen. For his glory. So we are here to bring glory, amen, unto him and to make a difference and impact on planet Earth. Amen. I always say to my people in my congregation that there's an assignment with your name on it. You are chosen for a reason. You're not just here just to exist. You're not here just to take up space. You're not here just to say, well, I'm good to just have a place to lay my head and a piece of bread. No. If you are saved, amen, if you have accepted Christ, the fact that he chose you and you say, yes, I accept, amen, you have a purpose. God has given all of us a purpose and a plan. Yes, he has a gift and a talent, amen, to glorify him and to be a blessing to, amen, our brothers and sisters. So, amen, to just realize this, you have been chosen. Just kind of marinate. I remember back in the day when we were dating, ladies, you know, they go out to the club, put a party. We used to have basement parties back in the day. And you know, ladies, it gets all prettied up, and they have a conversation. Say, well, child, I'm this is my day. I don't get chose today. And this is my day. But Amen. That's, you know, but what have we done while we were yet sinners? Amen. He didn't wait for us to fix ourselves up. He died for us. Amen. He paid the price. He paid it all for us. There was a sin that we could not pay. But praise God, he went to Calvary on our behalf. Yes, he chose us. But he chose us not just to be, amen, a friend, but he chose us for a purpose to bear fruit. And much for you go in the early part of that chapter. He expects us to bear fruit. And in verse 5, he said, I am the vine, ye are the branches that abide in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. It's in him we live, move, and have our being. Amen. So it's an awesome, awesome, amen, a thing to just found, just to meditate on, wow, God chose me. Amen. When I was lost, when I was, amen, in bondage, when I didn't know who I was and why I was here, God chose me. He thought enough of me. And I know we go into the polls, we think about some of the candidates, and well, I know this candidate is going to be the right one. He's going to take us over. Amen. It's going to make a difference. But just to know somebody thought enough of you, amen, in spite of our track record, in spite of, amen, the things that we have done in our past, be it positive or negative, good or bad, God said, you are the one for me. And just think about it, and we hear this all the time. We say it's not what you know, but it's who you know in life. And just know here that you know the Savior of the world. You know the King of Kings. Not only that, that you know, but he knows you. He chose you. Amen, amen, amen. And it's just something to, amen, to look up in the sky and just look at, my Father made that moon, those stars, in the sky, the sun is shining bright. I have that connection. It's not about so much religion, but it's a relationship. I know the King of Kings. He's my friend. And he said, I'm going to be a friend. I'll stick closer to you than a brother. And then he said, if whatever you need, I give it. He says, in my name, he may give. Just ask. Ask my Father. Ask him. In my name, and it's yours. It's a divine connection. What an awesome, awesome, awesome choice, amen, that we have, amen, in him. Amen, that he thought enough to choose us. And I always, you know, one of my favorite scriptures is Proverbs 13:20. So he didn't walk with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. So who we choose to hang with, either make us or break us. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. We have to make wise choices, but just to flip the coin, it's not so much who we choose, amen, to be our mayor, to be our council person, whoever. But to note that we didn't have to run no campaigns. Come on, somebody. yeah, we didn't have to put our name on the sign and put it in the front yard or what have you. He looked beyond everybody and chose you. Yeah. He chose you. And you say, little old me, yes. You have somebody in your life that can make a difference. Yeah. You talk about who's in the White House. Pray for the man. Pray for him. Pray for him. Whoever we choose, amen. It's not about so much of who's in the White House or, amen, and who's in office, but who's in your house that can really make a difference? Yes, I know we on planet Earth, but we have a dual citizenship. We have the kingdom of God, as well as the earthly realm that we abide. So just to realize that we have such a connection, a divine connection. Amen. And I don't worry about if he's Democrat, Republican, and about that. The fact is that we serve, we're friends with a righteous, the righteous God. And it boils down to really either you are righteous or you're unrighteous. It's not about Democrat or Republican. I know we go over that, you know, we feel this part, this political arena is better than that political arena, what have you. But the bottom line is who is really lining up with the Word of God when it comes to making a choice. Commentary says, give diligence, make it your business to make your calling and election firm or sure. Here's a personal responsibility with reference to God's call and choice of them. It says, if you do but keep on doing, you shall never fall or stumble. And obedience is not optional in any consideration of Christian safety. In other words, obedience is better than sacrifice. He said, if you love me, you would keep my commandments. So this is a love thing. It's not a game. It's not, you know, sometimes up, sometimes down, and God knows my heart. But this is something that is serious business. To know that the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, chose us. We are to live a life, amen, that represents who we are in him. Amen. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. So we are brand spanking new. Come on, somebody. Because of Calvary, amen, that he died, the blood that he shed, and the blood still works, y'all. And no matter what happened, I know sad things happen. We're mourning the loss in Texas. Things happen. Amen. Amen. But praise God, they in a new home. They showed up and saved. God bless them. They've gone on before us. But we want to definitely remember the families and loved ones that went through this awesome tragedy. But realize now that we are here. We're in a battle. The Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but it's a spiritual battle. I understand that people are out there doing things, and the Word of God says we live in perilous times, and all kind of stuff will happen, and it is happening now. But just want to be comforted today to understand that on this election day that you have been chosen, not to be the mayor, not to be a mayor, a council, maybe some of you are, going for particular political offices, but the main thing that we are connected with the Creator. He chose us. Wow. And we didn't have to campaign for this, amen, position of being righteous. The kingdom of God, amen, is not about what we eat or drink. It's about righteous peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Come on, somebody. So we have been ushered into the kingdom of God. Wow. So praise God. This is a day that we want to celebrate. The fact is that we have been chosen to bear fruit. And if we're not bearing the kind of fruit, he said he's going to purge us. He's going to help us out. He's going to do what he has to do to help us to be fruitful. And that when we do bear fruit, that our fruit will remain. Come on, somebody. That we make a difference in somebody's life. Amen, amen. We're gonna change. We change makers. Make disciples. Come on, somebody. Because of who we are, ambassadors. Praise God. So as we reflect on what this day means in planet Earth, don't forget to look at what's happening in God's kingdom. Amen. That we are special. We are friends of the Most High God, the King of Kings. He calls us friends. Wow. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God. And have we trials and temptations, is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who we all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Are we weak and heavy laden, covered with a load of care? Precious Savior, still our refuge. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Do thy friends despise forsake you? Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms, he'll take and shield thee. Thou wilt find a solace there. Yes, we have a friend. What a friend, 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 what a friend we have in Jesus. God bless your heart. You have been chosen. What an ultimate choice has been made. God bless you. Back to you, Mr. Brendan.
Well, let the church say amen. Praise God, praise God. Thank you so much, Pastor Everett Thomas, for that profound, awesome word this morning. I will be calling you back to close us out with the benediction. We're now going to pray over our prayer requests. Heavenly Father, we just say, oh, Lord, our Lord, how excellent, how excellent, how excellent is your holy and righteous name in all the earth. Lord, the ultimate choice that you made was to send your very own son, that we may have a right to the tree of life. We thank you. We glorify you. We honor you for being God all by yourself. We thank you, Father, for the spirit of truth dwelling within us, O God. We thank you, Father, for the man of God who have poured his soul and this message of love and peace, God, to us, that we will come to the realization of who we are in Christ Jesus. We're your friends. And we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus that have given us that divine connection, hallelujah, to seek your face daily. And to look to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. So, Lord, with that in mind, we're lifting up Kendra Carter before you, oh God. We're thanking you right now, Father, for healing her body from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. We thank you, Lord, that the blood still works. And we ask you, Father, that you strengthen her mother and her daughter, Lord God, in the midst of it all. We thank you, Father, for blessing them going out and blessing them coming in. Do the work that you called us to do, Lord, and that's to stand on your word and to seek your face. And, Lord, we know by faith that it is done according to your will in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, for our minister Ada Grace, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for healing her, Father God. We glorify you, Lord, that she's got a testimony in her belly, Father. And we thank you, Father, by the blood of Jesus, she's healed, oh God. We glorify you, Father, for her husband, her children, her grandchildren, her mother, Father, all that love her, Lord God. We thank you for strengthening them in this hour, Father. We thank you, Father, that you're doing a work like never before, because you said the work you've begun in us, you'll finish it. You'll complete it, hallelujah, to the day of Jesus Christ. So we thank you in advance for doing it, not by might nor by power, but by your spirit. Oh, Father God, we glorify you, Father, for touching the families of the victims of these terror attacks and the attack on the church, Lord, in Sutherland Springs, Texas. Father, we know that you have a divine plan to work in the midst of it all. We don't understand it all, Father, but you said, I am in control. I am God all by myself. And I thank you, Father, that you're doing it in the name of Jesus. Lord God, all those that are on this call, we glorify you, Father, for touching them and bringing them into perfect peace as we realize who the ultimate choice is. We thank you, we glorify you, and we honor you for all that you're doing this day and the days to come. In Jesus' name, Lord, give us the wisdom as we go out and vote this day, and we give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name, we say hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, I know you want to share this awesome word with somebody. That number is 712-432-1085. The pen is the same, 957-1085. 677 pounds. Those that are going forth to the next call is the New Morning Motivational Call, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617 pound. Thank you so much, Minister Willa, for seating and greeting everyone with the love of the Lord in your voice, and we glorify God for you. Thank you, Pastor Everett Thomas, for giving us that word on the ultimate choice. Would you please come back and give us our benediction?
Now to him who is able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, his for now and forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen. Be blessed.